but they're planning automated robots that will replace most management systems in the city of Portland. And they're planning to build those robots in the Portland area. Now, what does that say? Unemployment. All the things that the balance of the rest of the people who are working and trying to keep their homes, trying to keep their water, trying to keep their electricity, have to pay for everything else with a pretty much tax-free major corporation. Will this really help our society? There's a doctor that will disagree with you on certain aspects that proved that high school students coming out of Hillsborough, if they took his course with handwriting, they'd be able to write at college level in 3 weeks. And he proved it. They were not writing at college level. And they had been on computer systems throughout their careers in the high schools. And I'm saying to you, this is a proven fact that human beings need a connection to have complex ability to analyze problems that our society, with global warming, with corporate control in this country, to analyze some of these critical problems. So for them to come in and market and promote this, I would suggest you take a little time to get some real reports in about what the true facts are of the actual results of this kind of program would do, and a better way to do it. And if they're not willing to give the money, you wonder why. If they want a better future for everybody and they got the money, and what are they going to do with all that $1 billion that they have? Why don't they spread it around a little bit? What's the problem here? Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning, Commissioners. For the record, my name is Charles Johnson, and I certainly hope that I think it's Chris Taylor who's here from Google. I hope he won't be replaced by robots soon. But I do hope that they will fund some accurate research for you. I'm not saying there's misinformation, but we know that this program from our franchised monopoly exists, but we don't know what research we have that shows what percentage of people on free and reduced lunch have been able to successfully engage on the $10 Comcast plan. So I hope that as we have Google and we talk about Comcast and CenturyLink, which also has gigabit fiber now running up onto 73rd Avenue on Mount Tabor, I hope that we can get more publicity that actually presents charts that show us which neighborhoods are succeeding at connecting their most disenfranchised and poorest people and which ones aren't, so that we'll have the most effective Google Fiber rollout to the least connected areas as soon as possible. I recently saw that the permit is in for the first Google Fiber hut, so I'm very optimistic that they'll have a lot of business and customers to manage soon. And I trust that y'all will work very hard to create a mechanism that doesn't make them just tax-free, even if they're doing good work connecting low-income citizens. It's a little bit disappointing that Apple, which employs a lot of people over on Yamhill and has about $198 billion in cash liquid assets, hasn't stepped into this conversation. And I hope we can find some public pressure to make that happen in partnership with y'all. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Thank you all. Okay. Very good testimony. Then I think it's time for us to take action on this resolution.
Mayor, can we have staff just for 1 second?
Sure. Mary Beth, come on up.
Mary Beth, a question for you. One of the casualties of the internet these days is that there are people that are using the internet to target other people. And I've even noticed that the city, that despite all of our filters, we daily get appeals for money from people from other countries claiming they're in distress. We get phishing, we get spam, we get fake websites, we get quarantine emails where we're not supposed to open the attachment because it has some kind of a virus in it or whatever. I've noticed even on my Apple at home, people have gotten really sophisticated getting around the firewall and everything else. And we know that that the most unscrupulous people out there target the people that are most vulnerable. So I guess the question I just wanted to pose to you is, as we're moving towards this goal of attacking this divide and creating more opportunity for people, how do we also make sure we're not putting people in harm's way?
Thank you for that question, Commissioner. That actually came up in the focus groups and in the workshops identified as an issue, and we would propose to address that through the specific training that people talked about. People who don't understand how to navigate the internet and the importance of really strong passwords, That was all part of the discussion, and it needs to be incorporated into our curriculum. I know the library already does some of that work. In terms of actual phishing and, you know, spam emails, that is an IT issue that our IT people and at the county as well are struggling with. But there is training available that we could provide that could help people secure as much as possible their home internet service.
So I'm just flagging this as an issue that I have an ongoing interest in, because I may be the least technologically competent person up here. But I mean, the other day, for example, at City Hall, I got an urgent email telling me that my bank account had been compromised and asking me to click on and verify all my data. And, you know, I might have thought of doing that, except I didn't have a bank account with Chase. So I was smart enough to realize that probably wasn't a good idea. But the level of sophistication mm-hmm. and the appropriation of other websites, I get stuff now that's from other websites with emails that are all connected, where somehow I pop up and they just want me to bite. They somehow want me to bite, and it's clearly a fraud and a scam. And if I'm having trouble with it, I worry about someone that is more vulnerable and is being preyed on. So I would just ask that we continue to look at that. And if I'm a test case, I'm not sure more education and training is going to help me over the hump on that. I think I'm going to have a firewall. I'm going to have software that blocks, and I'm going to have some other systems in place. And I don't know what the answer is. I'm just stating an ongoing interest in looking at how we protect people from the negative consequences of being on the internet.
It's an important challenge that we will do our best to address.
Thank you.
And I would suggest maybe engaging the Multnomah Youth Commission and establishing a buddy system. I know my parents-in-law call my son to install their printers and such, and I also forward stuff and say, should I do this? And he says, oh, Mom, no. I think that they're, you know, the youth of today are much more aware than those of us who have learned later in life. And so if there is some mechanism to encourage those kind of foster, like the foster grandparent program, the foster grandchild program, so that, you know, there's somebody to ask at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, you know.
Great suggestion.
Yeah, thank you.
Other questions? Mary Beth, thank you very much. Let's take a vote, please.
Yes.
Thank you for an outstanding report. I really like the way it's laid out, and I particularly like the action plan goals and specific items that you've highlighted. So it's easier for us to follow, and we'll look forward over the next 3 years to watching your progress. And thank you also, Commissioner Fritz, for raising the questions about funding. So it's now on my radar where that's going to potentially come during the budget process. I think this is obviously a very important issue. And I appreciate particularly the way you've engaged the community in crafting this plan. Aye.
Thank you, Mary Beth, and your office for community technology, for everybody you engaged in working on this plan. It looks like a great action plan, and certainly it's always very important that we overcome the digital divide and try to do it better here than anywhere else. Aye.
No, thank you.
Thank you, Mary Beth. Thanks to your office. I'm just so impressed by the wide variety of individuals and organizations that have been involved in developing this plan. I mean, Free Geek, Human Solutions, Street Roots. The County Library, City of Gresham. It's just remarkable. And thanks to everybody for testifying today. Aye.
Fritz.
Thanks to Mary Beth Henry and your entire office, which I continue to think should be an independent office with a bureau director. And I want to credit Tim Crail in my office, Brendan Finn and Commissioner Saltzman's, and Skip Newbury when he was part of Mayor Adams's office in putting together the broadband plan initially and structuring it so that it did include a lot of community engagement, which you, of course, have taken to new heights in the partnerships with the library and with Multnomah County. So thank you very much for all of your work. I'm very proud to support this plan. Aye.
Hales?
Well, I'm going to steal a page from Commissioner Novick, who's constantly quoting musical lyrics or musicians, and in this case, quote Dolly Parton, who said, "You should find out who you are and then do it on purpose." So I think who we are is a tech-savvy city, and we also are really good at building partnerships and collaboration, and that's what we're doing on purpose in this plan. And I just want to really commend both the work itself and the partnership that you've built, not only to produce the plan, but then to make it real. So great work. I look forward to immediately putting it to use in lots of good ways, including that competition that we're going to win at the national level. Thank you for great work. Aye.
Thank you.
Okay, now we